This is St. Louis Public Radio. The tiny northwest Missouri town of Quitman, population 43, can lay claim to one of the giants in the history of professional wrestling. Harley Race spent years as a top draw in the ring. Today, the 75-year-old remains a player in the industry with a wrestling school in Lincoln County. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports.
Before this guy,
if you're some male, but The Rock is cooking!
And around the same time as this guy,
my name's Ric Flair, and I'm gonna burst that bubble, big man!
There was another headliner at professional wrestling events around the world.
Harley Leland Race.
Missouri native Handsome Harley, as he's been called over the years, wrestled in big centers like New York and Los Angeles, and almost everywhere else.
Couldn't get into Russia and couldn't get into quite a few places like that, but been in damn near to all the others.
Do you miss that?
Why, sure I do. If I could back myself up 30 years, I would be the happiest man on the face of the earth.
Today, the 8-time world champion is still in the game. He's guiding the younger generation at the Harley Race Wrestling Academy, about an hour west of St. Louis in Troy.
That gives me something to do other than just to sit there in the house and wait on myself to die.
At 75 years old, he still has a sense of humor. At least I think he was joking. His face can still look menacing, but Race is dealing with several health issues. That includes breaking both legs in a fall at his home more than a year ago. The Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer uses a motorized scooter to get around the two rings set up at the academy. And with a cigarette usually hanging out of his mouth, he watches the youngsters like a hawk as they go through the paces. One of the people bouncing off the ropes is 22-year-old Sean Patrick Phillips from Whiteside in Lincoln County. He has a clear understanding that his road to the big time and people like World Wrestling Entertainment owner Vince McMahon goes through Handsome Harley.
He's the kind of guy that can make that phone call to Vince, you know. So as far as like in the wrestling business goes, Harley Race's name pulls all the way around here.
The outcome of pro wrestling matches is usually scripted, but the training is intense. About 10 hopefuls are matching up with each other on this warm day at the academy. A big garage door is open in an attempt to cool down the building, where Moses Josiah Powell has been training for about 4 months.
The toughest thing so far is just physically, you know, it hurts. It doesn't feel good, but just getting past that, that's the tough part.
And have you got past that yet?
No, I don't think I ever will.
Despite those aches and pains, Powell tries to soak in all the advice Race has to offer.
You know it's coming for somebody who knows what he's talking about. So, like, whenever he speaks, my ears are clearly open. And I'm ready to take any criticism or any, you know, tips that he has to give me.
Back in his office, where mementos of his legendary career hang on the walls, including the proclamation making September 20th, 1997, Handsome Harley Race Day in St. Louis County, Race lights up another cigarette and reflects on how it's all come, as they would say in the wrestling world, full squared circle.
When you sit here and you think about where you've been in the art of wrestling, there's nothing but pleasure and happiness that starts to come out of you. And thank God for that.
For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.